Welcome to the Simply His Coffee Shop. Today we are going to be talking about hearing the voice of God. How do we hear his voice? Is it audible? A feeling? A verse? How do we know if it's God speaking to us? These are a few of the questions that we will be touching on today. How do you hear the voice of God? There are so many different ways that people say that you can hear the voice of God. Any one of you can jump in on this one too. How do you hear the voice of God personally, and what has been your experience with it?
I think the first thing that needs to be brought into this conversation is a ginormous elephant in the room warning here. The voice of God will never contradict the word.
Yes.
And so I know that what I'm about to say is not going to be very popular in the touchy-feely lifestyle Christianity that is becoming more and more a thing today. But if a person wants to recognize the voice of God, they have to be in the Word regularly.
Amen.
They just have to. I'm sorry. I know that there are so many people out there that are going to hear that and go, oh, well, never mind. I just wanted to have a mystical experience. I wanted to say, you know, Lord, reveal yourself to me and have some big mystical cloud part. No. You have to know what he says in his word. You have to be so familiar with that.
Yep.
And sometimes he'll speak to you directly through the word. I mean, that often happens to me where I will be looking for an answer for something in my life. And I'm in the word and a verse will pop out and I go, oh, that is exactly what I needed. You know what I mean?
The confirmation.
But I wouldn't receive any of that if I hadn't been in the word first.
Sure.
So it's unpopular, but read the word of God and know that the voice of God will never contradict that.
Oh, for sure.
Ever.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that so many people bank on when somebody comes to them and says, oh, the Lord gave me a word for you. Mm-hmm. And then they think that that's the Lord speaking to them.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Lord does have a word from you. He does give someone a word for you. But a lot of times it's confirmation for what's already being put in your own spirit.
Yeah,
and if it's not anything that's in there, please have discernment.
Yeah.
Because that's like what Donna is saying, that if you're in the word and you have that personal relationship with the Lord, then you can have more discernment on if this is an actual word of the Lord that somebody else is giving to you. You have to be careful with those, because if God's not telling you the same thing, they might be wrong. And so you have to be careful with that.
Yeah. Or trying to manipulate you.
Yes.
And a lot of times that can be the case, is I've got a word from the Lord that you're supposed to be the new Sunday school director, you know, and it's like, he didn't tell me that.
Right.
You know, kind of thing.
Right.
So
I think that's a really important part, is that, well, I didn't hear that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think especially when it comes to those kinds of services, I think there's things that God puts on your heart.
Yeah.
And then he brings other people to confirm that.
Sure. Absolutely.
And if it all lines up, like she said, with the service and the word of God.
Yeah.
Then you can probably say, okay, well, sounds like it might be the one.
Right, for sure.
Sometimes you have to learn what not to do too, but.
Oh, right.
There's this idea that people say, you know, I was praying and I just got this idea that popped into my head out of nowhere. And I was certain, because it just came out of nowhere, that it was God. God has also spoken to me in a similar way before. So I'm not saying that that can never be true.
Yeah.
But that can be very dangerous. I mean, if we think about, we're limited in our comprehension of God if we're not in the Word, first of all. So let's pretend that the seeker right now is very, very well versed in the Word. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you've been thinking about and feeling about and stewing about and seeking the Lord for an answer for a while? Then it's not always going to be that sudden idea that pops into your head.
Yeah.
I think it's really dangerous to always assume that something that just pops into your head is, oh, that must be the Holy Spirit because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's something we need to be a lot more careful about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, again, where some of the discernment is. So an idea pops into your head. That's where then you go back maybe to the word, or you go find somebody that is your mentor or somebody that might know more than you on a certain situation, that you can say, hey, this idea popped into my head and this is what I'm feeling. Is this something that might be legitimate, or is this my own head just popping random ideas out? So having that discernment though too, and even if an idea pops into your head, then start praying about it. Okay, Lord, was that you?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to do with this? Please guide me. If this is you, I will start taking the baby steps in mm-hmm. faith to do this. But please, if there's any way that this was not you, please put the roadblocks up so that I know sure. that I need to reroute.
I've prayed that. You know, a lot of times too, you know, for me, coming to like my pastors or to, you know, other Christians and being like, this is what I feel like he said. And I feel like this was from him, you know, but a lot of times too, I can kind of get the analysis of paralysis,
uh-huh.
you know, and overthink to the point mm-hmm. that it deadens what he was trying to show me. You know what I mean?
Catherine and Mom can both attest to this. Joe would be in here hooping and hollering over there if he were here, that there was about a 5-year period where I was consistently, you know, praying, God, it doesn't look like I would be in this role over here that you keep on sending all of these, you know, telltale signs. People that know me saying, hey, you know, put your name on a book, be on TV, come and do the podcasty thing, take this interview opportunity. Yeah. There was this period of a long time I prayed over and over and over again, Lord, do not let me be just another fluffy lifestyle Christian.
Yeah.
Whatever I do, let it be silent and in the back room. Don't make my voice or my face or my name go on anything public. Let me operate in the back room. Little Donna over there, nobody knows she exists, but let it be powerful. You know, what an oxymoronic idea. But at the time I thought it was, you know, worth
it was
praying
doable.
About. And I kept praying this over and over and over again. Debbie Short, who's been you know, part of our circle forever, she comes to this little church that I was going to. She comes up to the front of the church to speak to me, and she makes eye contact with me. And her testimony to me later was, I made eye contact with you, and the Holy Spirit said, don't you dare. If you call her out, she will leave. And guess what? I would have.
Oh, yeah.
But later on, she said, I tried to talk to you earlier. The Holy Spirit put out a hesitation and said, don't, or she'll leave. And I was like, okay, now you've got my attention. And then she starts just reading my mail over and over and over and over again. And one of the big moments, she goes, I'm so embarrassed to even say this because it's just weird. Yeah. But I feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you that you're not going to be fluffy. She almost said it with a question mark at the end.
Wow.
You're not going to be fluffy. I'm so sorry. That's so embarrassing. Like the F-tone. You know, and yeah. I'm sitting there. Jaw is on the floor. And I'm like, you have no idea what you just did.
Yeah.
But what she did was she popped the cork out of this thing that I had been praying about for a long time. And I meant it every time. I was so sincere. I would have done anything God asked me to do, but it didn't occur to me that he would call me to do something uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm the preacher of do what's uncomfortable. Right.
Right.
Anyway. So bottom line, when she came in, she used very specific terms. There is no doubt.
Your
in my
intimate
mind
prayers. Yeah.
That, yes. That was the voice of God. But it came after, listen, it came after what, 10 or 15 minutes of me being excited at an altar? No. It came after I went to a women's conference and everybody was crying and we had a big emotional phenomenon? No. It came after diligent seeking years ago. I was living with my brother. I was 16 years old. He was dating Catherine at the time. He was working some crazy night shift, so it was weird because we were up all night and it was this bizarre day. Oh, and Joe and I did not clean our house at all. It was a quarters episode pigsty every day.
Wow.
And so I'm sleeping and it's this weird time of day that I'm sleeping, but he had some weird swing shift or something. He was working for like Schwann's Freezers or something.
Yep. He was working the night shift.
Yeah. And so I had been up with him and it was a weird time of day. And I just fell asleep on the couch. In this dream, I sense something very warm, hot, but not burning, not painful, but hot. Intense. And I hear, you know those Christian cartoons where God talks and it's Adam. And
you're like, yeah.
That's not what he sounds like.
The boom.
It was a boomy thing, but it wasn't the cartoon boom. It was something so not human, but also a human could understand it. I can't explain it. And it said my name. It said Donna. And this light came around the corner. This is in my dream. And I sit up on the couch and my response in my dream was, yes, Lord. And I stood up and I immediately shot up and I'm looking around. That light floated up to me. It was almost like, you know how they say they can see the face of the man on the moon, but then you look and you try to find the face and it's just kind of fuzzy. Mm-hmm. It was like that in the center of this light there. It was looked like maybe there was a face, but I couldn't see it. I woke up in that moment. That was it. That was the dream. And I was like, okay, that was so hot and so intensely supernatural. Something about that was God telling me something. I know that it was. But then immediately I started, doubt set in.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Well, then what was the point? Right. He says, Donna and I say, yes, Lord, and jump up. And that's the end of the dream. That is so anticlimactic. Right. Sir, I just made that up. Yeah. And I'm doubting and I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of sitting there going, and I'm almost to the point that I'm shaking because I believed in it so much, but I also didn't believe in it because it was just too weird. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make sense. When the light came around the corner, there was a Taco Bell cup. Now, this was back in the late 90s or early 2000s where Yo Quiero Taco Bell was the big thing. Yeah. And there was the Chihuahua and every Taco Bell cup. But we had Taco Bell cups in the background. And one of them was specifically where the little Chihuahua was kind of pointed out the window and I can still see half of the Yo Quiero Taco Bell thing. It was in my dream that right before that light came around the corner, I looked at the Taco Bell cup. And so as I'm awake, I look over and the Taco Bell cup is in the exact same position, same, the Chihuahua, same angle, everything. And I'm like, okay, A, God will use a Taco Bell cup with a Yo Quiero Taco Bell marketing campaign to speak to you. But I knew at that moment, whatever what that dream was supposed to be was for me. Yeah. So I had heard the beginning at that point. It was not meant to make sense and it wouldn't make sense for years, but it was so supernatural that I held on to it.
Yeah.
And I kept kind of telling people about it and trying to get advice from others. Listen, there are occasions where the mentor in the church is going to help you, but there are occasions where you are supposed to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah. No,
and
for
this
sure.
was one of those moments because no matter who I asked about it, these pastors and preachers, they meant well, but they just kept on saying, you know, it means this thing. And I was like, no, that's not the one.
Yeah.
And I struggled. Lord, the Taco Bell cup dream, it's so weird. What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay, fast forward like 15 years.
Wow.
And I'm in prayer one day. And it occurred to me. And by now I've started to learn and hear and recognize the voice of God from the voice of, you
exercising
know,
that muscle.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And it occurred to me in this moment, it was like the Holy Spirit just flat out said, it wasn't about me as much as it was, I wanted you to see how you would react when you were called. That's the whole point of the dream. I said, Donna, you said, yes, Lord.
Wow.
You remember that? This is right before the radical season of my life. And he said, that's how I want you to respond.
Wow.
So I had been praying and praying and praying. Then Debbie comes in. She starts reading my mail, telling me I'm not fluffy, which was totally weird. And there's all these, just this big crescendo of drama in my life. And I remembered, okay, I get it. You told me in this dream, when you call my name, I say, yes, Lord, and that is all.
Wow.
And so when I realized what that meant for me, I said, okay, it's not comfortable. It's not what I want.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not me going to serve God in my cushy little air-conditioned office doing the anonymous thing. Right. It's going to stretch me. It's going to pull me out of what I want to do, what I thought he was calling me to do. But he says, Donna, I say, yes, Lord. That was the dream. And it was one that took me 15 years to figure out.
Wow.
So God sometimes will speak to you in a very powerful way, and you're not supposed to get it right away. Mm. You're supposed to bake for 15 years on the image of Donna, yes, Lord, before that comes to fruition later and finally makes sense to you. Yeah. But once in a while, there's the Yo Quiero Bell taco cup in the room that you're not supposed to dismiss that.
Yeah.
If there's something that is a supernatural element, no matter how silly, God's little silly way of letting you know you weren't imagining this.
That's very sweet.
It's making me think of, you mentioned the big booming voice of God, and it makes me think of the burning bush.
Yes.
That's definitely a moment in time where it was a majestic type of communication. And just something happened last night that was just so weird. I just want to share that. And it kind of, I hope, fits right in. So I have a little horse, and he's not been feeling well. So I put him in this little paddock where there's lots of grass so that if he gets tired, he can lay down, rest, and eat, you know, and just kind of refresh himself. I knew it was going to rain yesterday, but I did not know that there was this torrential storm coming.
Yeah.
And the lightning.
So
and
I left
thunder.
Him outside and I even told everybody, no, he'll be fine. Let him rest. Mm-hmm. Give him that moment. And so right about last night when the rain started to come, my husband then tells me, oh yeah, it's supposed to have, we're going to have hail and lightning and all that. And then the first thing I'm thinking is, I left my little pony out in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in my car and I went up and got him. But here's the thing. He was standing in the middle of this little field, and I called him. This chokes me up. Because his head went up and he came to me. And I was able to halter him up. I got him into safety. And I loved it because he came to me.
In the midst of a storm.
In the midst of the storm. And here's the thing. The last thing he needed me to do was, get over here, quick.
Right,
oh, my
right,
gosh.
Right.
Oh, my God. No, he needed to hear that familiar,
yeah,
still voice. Yeah. And I said, come on over here. I need you. Come on over.
Yeah.
And there, another funny little thing is I had a flashlight with me. And when I flashed the flashlight up at him, it confused him for a minute, and he turned around. I put the flashlight. It was a distraction to him because he was in the dark, and all he was following was that voice.
That voice.
Yeah.
As soon as I put that away and said, come on over here, he did. And the most amazing thing that happened to me, because I was thinking about that this morning, and it was so meaningful to me, not just because this is a little guy that I've seen hit the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been on the ranch forever.
Yeah.
And so he would get out. He was one of my Houdini horses. He would just get out. And I'm not kidding. I would go do feeding in the morning, and he would come running up. This is a little pony that had the whole 300 acres to do whatever, but he would come right here.
Wow.
He would run on. As soon as he would see me, he'd come stand right here. And I would scratch on him, I love him, put him back in his pen. But the little guy, he just, because he knows my voice.
Yeah.
And he knows that he can trust me.
Yeah.
So sometimes when there's the storm,
yeah,
yeah,
and there's lightning, and there's this distraction,
the distraction,
all around
the fear,
you,
yeah,
all you're just standing there,
yeah.
Listen for that voice,
amen,
that you know will supersede the storm, and it does not have to be a big boom sound.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's that voice that says, "Come."
Yeah, that
I'm
whisper
to safety.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
That was very meaningful to me. That hit me this morning as I was thinking about today's, you know, talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got goosebumps, and God was saying, this is, I want you to take this today.
Wow.
So, and if somebody out there needs to hear that, and if you're in a storm,
yeah,
stop and listen.
Yeah.
That still small voice that wants to take you to safety.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a true story.
Isn't it in Kings, I think, where Elijah hears the whisper of
yes.
God? The whisper. It's not like the flashing neon
right.
explosive, you know, right. the like fireworks, the pyrotechnics with a disco ball. And, you know, a lot of times too, because the pace of this life that we run, unfortunately, you have to quiet yourself.
Yes.
To be able to hear, because there's so many spinning plates. I mean, we joke about my Mac, Dakota, don't listen. I've got 80 tabs open on my Mac, and he's like, are you kidding me right now? But you know, just because of all the things that we do, you have to be intentional with making that time, finding that time to still yourself and just to sit in his presence without a petition, without a, I need a, I want a, I got to have a, I, you know, fix this situation, just to just allow him to love on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just quietly.
We do need to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Summer is here. The kiddos are out of school, the days are getting longer, and the time for rest and rejuvenation is upon us. We're here to boost your summer plans with our Simply His Summer Collection Package. Being a mother is a job that never ends, no matter how old your children are. And as moms, we also need to be there for each other as we trek through the weeds of parenthood. Motherhood does not have to cost us our energy, our bodies, or our health. With the incredible Simply His Summer Collection Package, you'll get the informative book Mom Hacks by author Daria Long Gillespie, a physician and mother who shares solutions for moms everywhere that doesn't have to be adding to your to-do list, but can totally make doing life and motherhood easier. Also included in this package is our sleek Simply His tumbler. Constructed of stainless steel in a beautiful turquoise, a handy reusable straw, and adorned with our Simply His logo, you can keep your drinks ice cold while you spend some time in the sun hour after hour. And speaking of ice cold drinks, who doesn't love a nice glass of iced tea on those hot summer days? Well, we have a special surprise for you. Pick your favorite flavor from our selection of organic, non-GMO loose leaf teas that can be enjoyed both iced or hot. Our teas are perfect for single serve drinks, but also work wonderfully for summer gatherings with your family. Will you choose the Southern Peach or maybe Mango Tango? Get the Simply His Summer Collection package today. Retail value of over $50 is yours for just $35 plus shipping and handling. Scan the QR code on the screen or give us a call at 844-750-4985. Again, that's 844-750-4985. Now let's get back to Simply His.
Welcome back. We were talking about hearing the voice of God. I think I've semi-shared this before. I was sitting at a conference and I'm just kind of sitting there basking in all of it, listening to the worship, because I think they were doing an altar call at the time. But I'm just sitting there, you know, and just enjoying the time. I think Nita was asleep on me. My daughter, little Nita, was asleep on me. And I was just sitting there enjoying the moment and watching and praying, you know, a little bit in my spirit and everything. And the lady that was preaching, she was still up there. He tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "One day that's going to be you." And I'm like, "Huh? What?"
I remember you telling me that.
And he said it again. He's like, "One day that's going to be you." Because I've been a lot like Donna, where I'm like, "No, back room. I'm going to be the back room. I'll be the nursery person. I'm fine with the nursery person. I'm the baby whisperer. I can handle the babies. Give me the babies." So for me, that was like a really weird little thing. And he's confirmed some of that. But again, anytime that you're hearing the voice of God, I think it is still a process. I don't think it is always. Yes, sometimes he will speak to you audibly. And I have had some friends that they have felt like they have heard God's audible voice when they've been talking to him. But it's not like that for everyone. And everyone's story is different. Yeah. You know, the way that you hear the voice of God is not going to be the same.
Right.
There is no formula to that at all. But being in the Word of God and being still and knowing his voice is key. And I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't praying, "Oh Lord, you have to speak to me. I need a word from you." I was just sitting there basking in his glory when he did that. So, I mean, I wasn't expecting it. It just came out of the blue. And that hasn't fully been fulfilled yet, but I can see that the writing is on the wall. And we did speak at the Warrior Women's Conference a couple of months ago, and that was like getting my feet wet. And then doing this is a huge thing too, but I feel like the Lord is taking me that way. So again, God can talk to you no matter what, and he can put impressions on you. And sometimes, like with Donna, you've been waiting this whole time. What did this Taco Bell cup mean? But it's taken you a long time. Sometimes he plants the seed, but it doesn't come to harvest for a long time. Right. So don't be discouraged, though. If you have a calling in your heart, continue to nurture that, I guess, and continue to ask him what it's about.
I love that God speaks to each one of us individually.
Oh, big time.
Because we are not the cookie cutter people.
Right.
He will speak to you on your own level.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's, I think, one of the reasons why these horses, I learned so much, because that's where my brain understands. Right. So he will use these little horses to teach me things.
He created you. Yes, so he knows how he needs to talk to you for you to catch the lesson.
Exactly. You know? So very, very, I love that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that so many times where God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
Different people, different scenarios. Same God.
Absolutely. He knows how to communicate in a language that you will recognize. Like with you, it's a horse.
Yeah.
You know, I love that, because for me, it was my hoarder bedroom and a Taco Bell cup and 15 years of wondering what I'm supposed to do. And then, you know, not being rebellious, honestly, understand my testimony does not involve any era of me being rebellious. I've always been very willing to do whatever, but I thought, clearly God wouldn't ask me to do something that I'm just not good at. Mm. I had no idea if I was going to be good at it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He knows better than I do what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
But he used language fluffy. I mean, the word
that's
fluffy.
That's pretty specific.
I don't want to start some weird heretical thing that says God will speak in all these different, he'll say all these different things. That is not biblical. God has one voice, but he will
give you that download in language that you can understand and interpret, mm-hmm, yeah, that is true to you and matches what you and your spirit has been through in your, right, journey.
Whenever we were, I was trying to hang my skillets that one time.
Oh, and mama, the skillet story.
We had bought this little house in a gated area next to the district office, mm-hmm, and I thought we had arrived. And we had remodeled a little house. My husband had put a little cast iron skillet rack there, and I had always dreamed of hanging my skillet, and that's where I'm going to just be there forever now.
Yeah.
And wow. I had Donna and my other daughter, Allie, were there, and this was before Catherine was part of our family. And so these skillets, every single one of them came crashing down, the whole thing. And the funny thing is not one little piece of my tile, my glass tile, got broken.
Wow.
Don't know how that happens. That's, you got incredible, all those cross.
Yeah, that's there, very, yeah, heavy stuff.
Heavy, big stuff.
Well, and your daughters had spent their entire childhood hearing you say these words. One of these days when I'm settled, I'm going to hang my skillet.
Wow.
One of these days when God has let me settle, I'm going to hang my skillet.
Wow.
So we moved to this place because I remember you telling me on one hand that the Lord is telling you this isn't quite it, but you're so eager to settle and you want it to be it. You're like, I'm hanging my skillet.
Hanging the skillet. Yep.
And then they came crashing.
They did.
Wow. It was the loudest sound I've ever heard.
He was right there. I watched it happen. And immediately that little tap on the shoulder.
Mm.
That was when God tapped me on the shoulder and says, you can hang your skillets when I tell you to hang.
Ooh, snap.
And they're like, Mom. I'm like, oh, this is not good. This is not the end. And no, Mom, no, this is all good. Nope. That was so many years ago.
Wow.
And I was going to hang my skillet a few years later. And I said, I think I'm going to hang my skillet. But I didn't do it. And I didn't claim I was going to do it. And that was when our house burnt down.
Wow.
It's like the Lord was not done with us yet.
Right. Right.
So right now I'm contemplating.
I'm going to place the skillet gently here.
Water.
Here's the deal. If I don't hang my skillet in this world, somebody bury one with me.
You got it, dude.
Take it with me.
Amen. That's good. That's good. It's on tape now.
That's such a contrasting story, too, from the pony and hearing this small, still voice to a crashing sound of skillets falling, yeah, you know? So isn't that like God, though? Sometimes, yeah, he needs to use this small, still voice, and then other times he uses something as loud as crashing skillets to get his message through. On that note, though, we are completely out of time. Listen for that voice of God. You will know it, and he will show you that it is him if it's truly him talking to you, because he will confirm that over and over again in your spirit. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time in the Simply His Coffee Shop.